a night, a little program of music, A Night in Vienna. Before we launch into the program, let me just tell you about a couple of music items that are coming up. A very special one on Saturday at 7 in the evening is a terrific trumpet recital by Lauren Anderson, who has come from Seattle and who is going to be doing a wonderful program of all kinds of things that you'll want to catch if you're still here. And if you're not, well, listen, because the trumpet plays good and loud and you might hear it wherever you are. Then later that evening at 9 o'clock, the title of our program is The Musical Path Not Taken, which is with Preve Brunel and the Holden Honkers. So that will be another little special item that certainly will make history of some kind. This evening, it is a pleasure for me to introduce two wonderful singers from Chicago. For the benefit of those of you who may be new to Holden and not have been here before, Mark Lundholm goes back a long, long way with Holden because his father, Beanie, was the one who was the first musician here at Holden and for many years was the organist for Vespers and the one who really started the sings at the supper table. And so Mark has in many ways grown up here at Holden and spent a great deal of time in this place. He did his vocal study. He was at Augustana in Rock Island and then was at the University of Minnesota. And it was while he was at the university that he met Susan, who is now his wife. And Susan did her master's degree at Northwestern University. Both of them are very active in the Chicago area. Mark has been doing a lot of oratorio singing. Susan has been doing concert work. She was also for 2 years with the Chicago Opera Theater with their tour and was also a district winner in the Metropolitan Opera auditions. So this evening we're very pleased to have them present a little program which we're calling A Night in Vienna, because in that kind of environment, people would introduce a number. It might be in English, it might be in another language, but the music is such that you get the idea of what's going on. We're going to open the program this evening with one of the most popular and well-known arias, I suppose, in all of opera. It's a very short one, but a very happy and delightful number. It's the aria that Musetta sings when she comes strolling into the cafe from in La Boheme. So please welcome Susan Lund.
No! next piece I'll sing is quite a change from the first one. We move from one of the most feminine characters in opera to a pants role. I'll be singing an aria that a male character sings. I'm a young man of about 14 years old, and the aria is called L'Amero Costante. It's from Il Re Pastore by Mozart. And I'm a character who, I'm a shepherd, and I have given up my throne for the love of a woman named Elisa. And I'm in this aria, I'm singing about how I will be faithful to her, and I will be a faithful husband, a faithful lover, and I will love her forever. And I will be joined by Carol Palmer.
One other thing I would just say about an aria like this, when she talks about doing a pants roll, at the time of Mozart, equally important to the character was where the voice was singing. And so oftentimes composers would have a character be, let's say, a man played by a woman, simply because they were more anxious to have something in a higher range. And so in this case, with the flute working with the soprano, Mozart felt that was more important than the fact that it was a man playing a man.
Thank you. sing Il mio tesoro from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. Many people refer to Mozart's tenors as being wimpy. In this particular aria, Don Ottavio is talking about how he's going to console Donna Anna, whose father, Don Giovanni, Don Juan, has killed in a duel. He's going to console Donna Anna, and at the same time he talks as if he's going to go out and really do something about it. By the end of the opera, he has never gotten around to doing something about it, but in this opera, it does sound like he may very well do so. So, Il mio tesoro from Don Giovanni. This time it's time to turn to something a little more religious, and decided to do, probably because that was one of the only other things that I threw in the suitcase to bring out here, but If With All Your Hearts from Mendelssohn's Elijah with the recitative that comes before.
The people, rend your hearts, rend your hearts. Rend not your garments, for your transgressions the prophet Elijah has sealed the heavens. through the word of God. I therefore say to ye, forsake your idols, return to God, for he is slow to anger and merciful and kind and gracious, and repenteth him of the evil. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me.
Appropriate if we did a program of Viennese music without doing some Viennese operetta. And so first Susan and then Mark are going to give us each something from the real, I suppose, the chief composer of operetta from the Viennese tradition, Franz Lehár.
I'll be singing an aria from the operetta Giuditta, which probably is not a real familiar operetta by Lehár. Most people know like The Merry Widow and The Land of Smiles, some of those operettas. But this is, Giuditta was, I believe, was his last operetta that he wrote, and it wasn't terrifically successful. But there's an aria that survived the operetta called Meine Lippen, sie küssen so heiß, which means my lips, they kiss so hot. this is sung by the principal character Giuditta, and she is an Italian woman married to an Italian laborer, and she also happens to be a cabaret singer. She meets an Italian army captain, and he's so smitten with her that he leaves the service and becomes a cabaret pianist. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. But anyway, she says, "I don't understand why people, or why specifically men, always talk to her about love, and why they talk about this magic." And then she thinks about it for a while, and she says, "Oh, well, I know, because my lips kiss so hot, and my arms are smooth and supple and white, and all kinds of wonderful things like that." And she also says that her mother was also a dancer, and so it runs in her blood, and she shares the same fate as her mother. She's a woman who sings at night, I guess, and kisses hot.
Just ask Phil if he knew anything about this song. I've seen pictures of people running around with turbans on, and it is a very famous song. Dein ist mein ganzes Herz. Yours is my heart alone. And it's from Lehár's probably most famous operetta, The Land of Smiles.
Mm-hmm.
talk?
Sure.
We have one duet to sing for you tonight.
And this is a musical setting of one of Mendelssohn's songs without words.
You mean vocal setting?
It means that we're not going to hum because somebody has set text to it. And the title of the text is "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." And I think you probably will recognize the music.